And then the last job that he had like that was, it was a marvelous job. And he had an office like it looked like something out of the movies. And you know, you wonder why, just to give up that job, you wouldn't think anybody could do it. But anyway, he had to leave there too, and that was the end. Then he drove a cab, and then he had to leave home, and you know, whatever. And he went to AA, and he tried, I guess, but it didn't help.
Now, how old was he when he died then?
40. And he just went home one night and got ready, got shaved and showered and everything, and went to bed, was reading a book about Frank Sinatra, and he just didn't wake up anymore. And so I still went to work. In fact, I went right back to work. They expected, because when I went back to work, they said, oh, we didn't expect you back. You know, I think I stayed out about 2 days. Mm-hmm. Well, I went, you know, to his funeral, and that was it. I said, oh, no, I don't want to. I wanted to get, you know, that was the only thing for me to do, yeah, was go back to work. And I don't know how long. I didn't work long after that. Did I work maybe a year or two, maybe two, I don't know. And then just one night I thought, what am I doing here? I was afraid to quit because, you know, I didn't have any pension money. I would get a small pension from the county, but very small. And I'd get Social Security, but I thought, well, you know, maybe, because people were always crying and moaning that they couldn't live on Social Security. And I thought, you know, that's why I was afraid. And then one night I thought, what do I care? I don't care whether I get along or not, getting out of here. So I went down that day to the Hall of Administration and resigned. And then, of course, everybody thought I was nuts then, too. So what was I going to do? I said, I'm going to go home.
Were you 65 at that point, then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go home, stay there. And so I did, and I didn't get any pension from the Sheriff's Department for 2 years because I had to be there 10 years. I had to put in 10 years to get a pension, and I was only there 8 years, so I had to wait the other two years. And I got along all right. I don't know. I guess I'm pretty selfish or something, mean or rotten or something, but I don't understand what people are always crying and moaning and griping that they can't live on. So, well, of course, the reason why I can live on Social Security is because I live here.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is LA housing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is subsidized housing.
And it's not just senior citizens, though?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you move in here then after you retired?
No, not right away. What did I do? Oh, I knew there was something where you could live when you were senior citizens. I didn't really know. I had some vague idea about it. And I thought, well, I'm going to find out about that. And I called. I think I did this before I quit. I don't know. Anyway, I called the federal downtown, the federal telephone operator. I didn't know who to call. And I asked her, do you have some kind of housing, low-cost housing, low rental housing, you know, for senior citizens. And she said, well, you have to call the city for that. And I called the city, and then, you know, half a dozen people. And I finally got somebody, and they told me what to do. It was on Soto Street then. Come and register when you get on the list. So that's what I did, and I told them where I lived, that I wanted to live around mm-hmm. here, so I got in here. But I had to wait for about a year, I think.
Oh.
I waited, yeah, it was a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you had stayed in the place you had up until that
Yeah,
time.
I was living in this neighborhood, mm-hmm. right a few streets over here. And I just waited, and I got in here, and it was marvelous, isn't it? It doesn't, I told you I cleaned up on Sundays. It doesn't look much like it. I do. Scouts on it. But this is the nicest place I ever lived. Not ever in my life, but ever since I was paying the rent.
In terms of space and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your life been like since retirement? What sort of activities
did you do? Well, I went on with doing all this handwork. Decoupage.
Decoupage,
that's what I was doing. I did a lot of that, but I did everything. I made plastic flowers, and I made more sloppy messes. And I kept on with that one. I think I made 21 Afghans. I made an Afghan for every one of my kids, grandkids, and everybody. And millions of sweaters and everything.
Now, had you done this sort of handwork before you started after retirement?
I think I started this while I was still working. I think it was after Kenny died when I thought, I got to do something. I can't sit and watch television without doing something. And anyway, I didn't have a television while I was working. But, I tried everything, and nothing was really any good. But I just kept doing that. And what did I do after that? I don't
know.
Why did I stop that?
What sort of classes were you going to?
Whenever I took any classes, it was always... I was going to... I was going to City College, Los Angeles City College. And I was taking language. And algebra. I was always taking these weird things that I didn't get any credit, and it didn't help me, and it didn't do anything until when I started at City College. My daughter said, "Why don't you get credit, and get your AA from there?" So I said, "All right, I was going to do that." I took art history and I can't remember now, but then the kids started burning down the schoolhouses and throwing the teachers out of the windows and all that stuff, and I got scared and I didn't want to go anymore. And so I stopped going to school. But I don't know, I didn't do much of anything. And then I got a TV, but I didn't watch it too much. I don't know, nothing. Pretty dull. I can't think of any X rating here.
Now, how about you started studying music?
Yeah, that was last year. Last year. I did some things. I went to Europe, to London with Grace. How did I do that? I realized that I couldn't drive. I shouldn't drive anymore. I wasn't comfortable driving because my eyes were getting kind of bad. And anyway, I've had it with driving. So I sold my car to my daughter-in-law and for $400, so I was wealthy. And Grace and I went to London and for 3 weeks. And then when I came home, gee, this is so weird. Grace and I went, It was, I'm thinking of the other time when I went to Europe alone, when I came back. After I was back, I got the job in the sheriff's department, and then I asked for leave of absence. And I don't think they would give it to me. I wanted to go to Massachusetts to visit my family. And I had to quit. I did it again. Anyway, I went back there, and I stayed there almost a year, because I got a big family. And when I came back, but they hired me back again because the fellow that I worked for knew me, and he needed help, so I got back again. That's why it was so long getting this pension, because I missed a year there. But anyway, this time when I went to Europe with Grace, it must have been 1974. Because then the next year I went to Massachusetts myself. I saved all year and I had enough money to, because it didn't cost me much. I stayed with chiseled off my family. It didn't cost anything. And so I went there in 75, mm-hmm. 76. I think I went there 3 years myself. First I went on the bus and then I flew the next time. Because I was there during the 1976 mm-hmm. year, you know.
What family did you still have
there? Well, I have my sister mm-hmm. and her children mm-hmm. and some cousins. And so among them all. Mm-hmm. And so while I was there, I stayed with one of my nieces. And I was telling her how, well, I wish what I'd really like to do is play the piano and learn how to play the piano. I said, you know, we always had a piano and everybody had a piano when we were kids and even when she was a kid. And she said, I live in a small apartment, where am I going to put a piano? And she said, well, you know, you can get a small one. And I said, oh, you can't. She said, yeah, go look and find out. And so I did try to find out about it, and I did get smaller than this. And thought, well, it's so... And the lady that used to live in this apartment here had a piano. And I remembered, gee, she had a piano. What's the matter with me? So anyway, I got this little piano. It was pretty much of a clunker because I didn't have much money. And I started to take lessons. I took some lessons at home. Because I tried to get into school. I tried to get into both city colleges, and I was always too late and fumbled around. And then after I had that piano for about a year, I thought maybe I still saved up and I didn't go back east this time, so I can buy a better piano. I trade that one in. Well, I didn't trade it in. I sold it to my daughter because her son is... I guess he's 20 by now, but then he was still in high school. He could play anything. He studied the trumpet in high school. He was in the band. And when he graduated, he led the band, and he wrote two songs for them, and he did everything. And so she wanted him to have a piano here. So he lives in San Diego. So when he'd come to see her. And then I finally smartened up and went over to Pasadena City in time to register, and I got in there.
Now, would you take those classes during the day then, or evening?
Yeah, when I was taking that, when I first started, this seller used to come to my house once a week. And he was a very nice seller and very nice to talk to, and that's what we did most of the time, was talk. He did all the talking that time. I didn't talk so much.
But are you still keeping up then with
I go to now this year I'm going on Thursday, mm-hmm. just Thursday, 2 hours on Thursday, 1 to 3, and we've met twice, two mm-hmm. classes.
And now you're also taking swimming.
Pardon me.
Now you're also involved with the swimming.
Yes, I'm very busy. And I don't know when those girls of mine are ever going to be satisfied. They're always telling me, get involved. What involved? I do two things. That's enough for me.
It sounds like my telling my mother.
Here's one. Did you ever do cross-sticks, double cross-sticks?
Oh, no.
They are the greatest. That's what I did. I was stuck with those things. Gee, I spent more money on that. See, they cost about... I don't know why I have all these old ones in here. Something marvelous I was going to do with them. They cost about, I don't know, $2.95 for this book. But what I used to do, before I was retired, especially, I used to do them on graph paper, and then save the book. I had a whole bunch of them when I retired. Here I go. Because by the time you do them again, you know, you would have forgotten mm-hmm. them. But they are marvelous to do. Now those, I don't know how I forgot to say that, because those were very important to me. They saved my reason all this time.
When did you start those?
I didn't start those until... When did I ever start those?
But it sounds like later on.
Not when my kids were small, no.
And you're...
No, I would have been up the wall trying to figure these out then.
Do you have any, not close friends in the sense of the three friends that you talked about, but do you have women friends that you spend time with?
Now I don't.
Since you've retired?
I don't. There's a lady who lives down on the first floor. She's the grandmother of these two boys that I told you, the Mexican boys. Mary's mother, and I know her, and I visit with her and everything, but we never go outside this building, and everybody else in the house, I just speak to them. I know them. You know, they're friendly and nice, but when you get them together en masse, they're pretty terrible. They're always fighting, and you know, it's awful. Everything is a big federal case.
Now, how close are you to your children and your grandchildren?
Well, now that's what I'm always saying to them. I guess I should stop it, because every time I see one of them, I say, why don't you come and see me? And I think, why don't I let them alone? My daughter lives right near here.
Which one is that?
Grace. Mm-hmm. And she makes up for everything I ever had to suffer. Because she's marvelous. She takes me, we go to brunch on Sundays often, you know, and she takes me wherever, anywhere they're going. And she used to take me to the market all the time, but recently she hasn't because I had a different scheme going to the market. And she lives right near. I see her often when she isn't studying or going to school or working.
Now, what's she doing now?
Well, she's a law librarian, and she works in a law firm downtown, and she goes to law school at night.
So she went back to school then after married and had children.
Oh, yeah, after she got married. She had graduated from high school only.
Mm-hmm.
When she got married the second time, she's been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
When she got married the second time, that fellow was a professor at San Diego State. Well, I don't know where he was teaching, but he immediately seemed to get that job at San Diego State. And they moved down there. And then she had two more. She had three boys, and now she had two more children. So by the time she moved down there and she got settled and everything, then she wanted to go to school. And, of course, Lee was all for her going to school. So she went to school. Somebody's shaving with an electric razor.
School, that's it.
Oh yeah, yeah. When she got pregnant and she went to school, I guess until the day Joel was born or something. And then, you know, those boards they put the kids on.
Mm-hmm.
She went to school with that. And Lee had a free time when she had class, so he had the baby on his desk. Until the baby got too big for that desk, and he said, "You gotta get this kid out of here." So then she had to stop again, you know. But anyway, not too long ago, I guess she finally graduated. Graduated.
1975.
Yeah. And then they split up and she got a divorce. I don't know what that was all about either. They never told me. I never knew. I always thought everything was going along so fine. Then her agreement was that she could have 5 years to finish her education and so that she could get a job. And so that's what she did. She came up here. They didn't have what she wanted, I guess, and she came up and went to UCLA and got a master's and got a job in this.
And now she's going to law school.
Now she's going to law school.
And how about Kathleen? Did she ever go back to school?
No. Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did. She went back to school a few years ago. So Robbie is about 9, I guess, about 4 or 5 years ago, to get a high school diploma. And she did. She got it. But she didn't go anymore. Mm-hmm. But she has a pretty good job. She works in a place where they make, I forget what it is now, Liberty Electronics or something mm-hmm. it's called. They make some kind of parts for something mm-hmm. or another. And she has a nice job there. She likes it. And
what is it, an assembler or in the office?
Yeah, she's keeping some kind of an inventory too, like I was. And she lives in El Segundo, and she has had 3 children, but 2 of them are, you know, grown up. She has a boy. Now he's about 9 or 10, or maybe he's older than that. I'm looking at him up there to see how old he looks.
Is she still married?
No. No, she's been divorced a couple of times.
So all of them went through a couple, at least more than one marriage.
Yeah. Oh, no, all except Kenny.
Uh-huh.
He never, she was trying to get a divorce when he died, but she would never, they never would have been divorced if he behaved himself, and I don't know what would happen to the others.
Now, and you say you have 14 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
4 great-grandchildren.
And how often do you see?
Yeah, you were asking me that. I don't see them very. When we had that picnic last year, not this past summer, but before, that was the first time I had seen them all together since I had that birthday party, which was
in
75, I guess.
Do the grandchildren come over on their own, or do you go and see them?
No, they never come here on their own, because the ones that are old enough to do that don't live quite near, and they're very, like, one. I have a grandson who lives down at the beach, Manhattan Beach or something. He has no car. And then I have my granddaughter that belongs to the dance group, and she's always gone away. And then I have another granddaughter who works, I told you, works for that television show.
Mm-hmm.
And is busy all the time. Mm-hmm. And another one lives in Venice, has no car. And so that just seems to be how it goes. And the other ones are too young, you know. The older boys, the 3 older boys, they have... cars or motorcycles or those hellish things or something, but they're too busy. Never see them. Very seldom. Once in a while they call me, you know, and they say, I'm going to come over and see you, and they've always promised me. Just like all men, you know, promises, promises.
I want to ask you a couple of questions, sort of looking back at things, but before, I'm about to ask you, how old you were when you went through menopause and what that experience was like?
Oh, that, you know, who asked me about that one time? Yeah, my daughter-in-law, I guess Bill's first wife. And I said, gee, Miriam, I don't know. I don't even, it's just like everything else. I didn't have any trouble. And it just, all of a sudden, everything was over. I don't know.
So it was not really anything that was
I never had any trouble. Never had any trouble having babies. Couldn't get the doctor there fast enough when I had babies. And I never had any trouble. I know that people do go through terrible things. And that's another thing I can't understand. I keep thinking, oh, why don't they shut up? That's a lot of nonsense. But, of course, it isn't for them.
Do you have any health problems, any serious health problems now?
No. I have eye problems and ear problems. That's all, but that's nothing.
I want to ask you a couple of questions, kind of looking back and thinking about things. First of all, do you think that does the work at Lockheed during the war years mean anything particular to you? Did it make any particular impression upon you or change your life in any way, do you think?
I can't think of anything like that about it. Just at the time, you know, I told you it seemed very important what we were doing, and we all hoped it was. No, I don't think it didn't ever do. Of course, everything that happened then changed your life. You know, everyone's life was changed by the war, everybody in the whole world, I guess.
In terms of the long-term kind of effect.
But I don't know. I don't think anything about it. I've forgotten it since I left there. That's yesterday.
If you had things to do over again, what sort of things would you have done?
Oh, me, oh my. I remember one time saying something about, you know, over again, and Kathleen said to me, you wouldn't marry Daddy. I said, oh, that's a one. No, I said, I never make any mistakes. And she said, yeah, you wouldn't marry Daddy. I said, that is the one mistake I have to make, because where would you be? So, I don't know. Well, I know I did so many foolish things and I didn't know how. Like I said, I think a lot of people that way. I'm beginning now to know how you should live, you know, at this late date. I think, if I only knew this. And I guess it's the same. Everybody's the same, because I know how people say, if I could only tell my children. Of course, you can't tell your children. They have to find it out.
Well, if you were a young woman starting out today, what do you think you would do with your life?
Oh, I wouldn't like it at all. Because, I'd like to be younger, because I'd like to be around a whole lot longer than I'm going to. But, I wouldn't like to be young now, because a young person, very young, teenagers and that, they always have so many problems, it's terrible, so I wouldn't want to go through that, no matter what other conditions were. But nowadays, like I told you, I never had any trouble with boys or men. I guess, you know, men, they must have tried, sort of indirectly, they would make passes or something, probably, and it went over my head or whatever. But we didn't have trouble with them. If you said no, that was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, there's no such thing as no. It's all, you know. I don't mean that, you know, girls are forced into anything, but I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't like to.